Connor Mascara-Perea is growing each week and his confidence brimming ever since the Louisville game when he showed the staff then that he could score against good defenders. Hunter was dialed in Monday night in his 25 minutes of work. He tied his career high with 12, had 6 rebounds, 4 blocks, and an assist as the Hoosiers beat New Orleans 79-59. Patience, the operative word here. Indiana hasn't lost since that Louisville game, and the Hoosiers and Hannah have certainly responded. That's 8 blocks now in his last 2 games, and that really doesn't reflect the number of altered shots going into this week. Perea leading the Big Ten in field goal percentage, 68%, and 4-6 shooting really didn't hurt that mark Monday night much. And a week from tomorrow, it's big boy basketball. It commences the start of the Big Ten with the first of 2 on the road for the Hoosiers, starting with that 5:30 tip out in Lincoln against the Cornhuskers, and that's followed by a Monday stopover at the Breslin Center on January 5th against Michigan State. Next up, though, is Georgetown. Saturday at noon on ESPN2, Madison Square Garden. Yep, a return to the Big Apple for the Hoosiers. The Hoyas of John Thompson just out of this week's top 25 and a solid team from the Big East and the right kind of game and opponent for Perea to continue his development. By the way, co-Big Ten player of the week, Troy Williams, who by the way missed Sunday's practice with a nagging strain, still played 25 minutes Monday night. He had 8 points and 6 rebounds. He and Hunter have 75 points and 47 rebounds combined in this 3-game winning streak, helping to build with confidence inside presence with the Big Ten looming. Hoosiers held the New Orleans Privateers scoreless the final 6:05, the opening half last night, went on an 18-0 run to close out the first half. They led by 22 and never looked back, leading at one point by 25 with 4.5 to play in last night's game.
Let's go!
Joe knows sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, I tell you, a solid first half coming off of a short turnaround, complete with outstanding shooting and a tight defense, helped buoy the Monday night 79-59 win over University of New Orleans on the McCracken court before a holiday crowd of 13,182. The third straight win now for the Hoosiers since the Louisville loss and a break for the Christmas holidays at 10-2. The Hoosiers getting some votes in both polls this week nationally. This week after the Butler win, blanked the Privateers of New Orleans the final 6:05. It was an 18-0 run to close out the first half and went into the dressing room up 22, and over the course of the final 7:45, they were doing it the other end, which they've done all season long, and that shoot the ball. They hit 8 of 11 from the field to help parlay the lead at halftime, which grew to 25 with 4.5 to play. UNO shot 39% from the game, and the Hoosiers with a little run now of 5 games where opponents have averaged 39% or worse. Only 1 3-pointer was gunned in, 1 of 13 by the Privateers, and again, Indiana tops in the Big Ten in 3-point field goal against average, dipping out down now to a paltry 6 of 45 these last 3 games. That's only 7.5%. Oddly enough, the only 3, which was shot in by Tevin Broyles with 6:05 to play the opening half, was going to be the last point scored in the first half by the Privateers. Indiana scoring the final 18. It's best stretch of play at both ends of the court all season long. And it was good and very encouraging to see that there was no opponent run like Butler made when the Dogs closed out Indiana 11-1 to not things the other day at 38, allowing a 10-point lead to disappear.